Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Handshake Deals, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
I'm not sure if I understood exactly what it was that brought you all from Texas ultimately to Kentucky. How did you happen to decide this is where you wanted to be?
I came here to do an internship with the Forest Service, with the National Forest Service out in the Red River Gorge. When Laura was in her last year of college in Austin. I came out here and worked 3 or 4 months doing that internship as a backcountry ranger. And then when Laura graduated, she met me out here in Kentucky. We met a bunch of great people out in this area, out in the Red River Gorge area, and that ended up just kind of keeping us here and the community.
Well, after traveling around for another year, rock climbing had a lot to do with us being
Laura,
here.
You climb as well?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cool. Yep.
Then you all picked up Corey. Corey, tell us about you and your sort of musical journey. Where'd you start off and how'd you end up in Kentucky?
I grew up in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. And then I left and I went sort of traveled around some, was volunteering in some other countries, and then I heard about a folk school and I wanted to go there and learn some blacksmithing, so I did that.
This is going really fast.
I was in Kosovo and Palestine, and I was in Kenya for about 3.5 months. I was doing maintenance at an environmental conservation organization on the coast of Kenya. I'm not really sure what I did, but they said I was very helpful, and they were glad that I was there. And so I said, that's good.
You're a very humble man. Your family's still in Lancaster?
My mom's from Alberta, Canada, and my dad is from Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Uh-huh. So we would always travel out to visit her. So driving 42 hours straight, just stopping for gas once in a while was normal for me and my siblings. I've just grown up traveling, and things far away places aren't so far. It's like, well, you can go there. And I remember my dad saying that he thought the coolest thing about getting out of high school was you could buy a one-way ticket anywhere and no one could stop you and you didn't have to come back. So I thought, well, maybe I'll do that. But then I went home too, but.
Thank you. You end up in Berea.
I was living in a parking lot selling Christmas trees in Atlanta, Georgia, and my friend said, "You should go to college, Corey. I think it'd be a good thing to try." And I said, "Well, I don't know. It's pretty expensive." And she said, "There's this one that's tuition free." And I was like, "Okay, I guess I'll look it up." I thought it'd be kind of fun to be forced to read some books I might not pick up on my own, and then forced to regurgitate them in a different way than I would on my own. So. Yeah. And I heard there was a bluegrass band and some contra dancing in town. And it seemed like I could do some academic stuff and try that out, but I could also work on the farm and keep getting my hands dirty.
And so it was a good experience there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I made a lot of really good friends that I still see a lot. Well, Casey and Laura, I met them when I was there, and a bunch of people around here. And I got to do all kinds of stuff while I was there and learn too.
And you feel like Kentucky is your home now?
Yeah, definitely more so than like Pennsylvania where I grew up. It's like Kentucky's home. I was up in Alaska for the last 3 years. Kentucky still felt like home while I was up there, and it feels like I've come back home now.
You won an award at Berea. Can you tell us about the Red Foley Award?
It's an award for traditional music and or like songwriters or... people who have sort of been involved in music, in traditional music in a big way throughout their time at Berea, like whether it's in concerts or just sort of with people on front porches or things like that. I think that's not exactly what it says on the thing I got, but...
but that's
but
not
they
on
gave
the
it
certificate.
To me either way. Yeah, maybe I should have reviewed that. I was pretty honored to get that. The people that got it before me that I know and afterwards, it was like, it's a nice sort of cohort of people to...
Yeah.
I was like, it was quite an honor for me.
I'd like to hit that old highway while I still got the miles, while my legs still move under my hips. The line is whole world's a hurting, and I know that
To my grandmother in Sheboygan, Wisconsin, by the U.S. Postal Service. And I still drink my beer. I still drink my beer. I still drink my beer with my mouth.
Did you learn to yodel at Berea, or did you come to Berea with that talent already intact?
I had that in my back pocket already.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't learn to yodel, but my friend Errol Heiberg in seventh grade taught me how to do a goose. And one time I was gardening, and I was singing a Hank Williams song, and I was like, I accidentally sort of goosed in the middle, and I was like, well, good grief, that's kind of, maybe that's what he's been doing the whole time. And then I just sort of, I honed it a little bit, and here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice. So yeah. So in Yodeling 101, they start with the goose.
In my course, we do, yeah.
And then, yeah, then I wonder what the 200 level would, what animal would the 200 level embrace there?
I'd have to get to that level first. If I figure it out, though, I will text you. I'll let you know.
That's good. Yeah. It sounds really nice. You know, and I especially like, Laura, the yodel as a duet. It just seems like it requires a different kind of coordination, you know, like a different kind of coordination than other harmonizing.
Other harmonies. It's true. It took a second. But Corey gave me the goose lesson, so I felt pretty ready.
You guys pulled it together very nicely.
Yeah, I also went to Berea College. I graduated in December of last year, and I got a degree in ceramics. I do like ceramic sculpture. And then my job, everybody that goes to Berea College has a job while they're there. It's a labor college. And so my job was to make coffee cups and bowls and plates and stuff like that for the school to sell in their crafts department. Huh. And so I took that when I graduated and started a little business out in the Red River Gorge called Turtle Farm Pottery. And I make coffee cups and other dishware. And that's what I've been doing since I got out of school.
Nice. Yeah.
I'm the Red River Watershed Coordinator. I work for Kentucky Waterways Alliance, which is a nonprofit in Kentucky, the only one focused just on water in our state. And we're working in cahoots with the Forest Service and Division of Water to help protect and restore and celebrate the Red River. It's definitely a huge part of why we moved here in the first place was the Red River Gorge. And so when the job came available, I was like, yeah, cool, I'm gonna help do that, help protect and restore and celebrate. And
I don't really know the path of the Red River. Can you describe it? Where does it go from where to where?
Yeah, it starts in Wolf County, which is where we live. Just small, not even, you know, town. It's out in Burkhart, and it flows 97 miles to the Kentucky River. Mm. It goes through Wolf, Powell, Menifee. It cuts between Clay and Madison County. Oh no, it hits in Madison County. Clay, I'm missing one county. Lee.
There. I got this little cowboy in my mind. He's riding loose up on the open range. Some days I feel like I can just ride and ride. Some days I can't even explain. But at the bottom of every bottle, I find the sound of the lonesome sea. Lately I've been trying to ease back up off the throttle, stare a little longer at the sycamore trees. With ashes to dust, it's a hurried world. Tried, but I can't keep up. 'Cause everywhere it's just go and go and go and go and go and go. Help me, I'd like to go back to the Red River. Sink my feet in the sand. Go back to the place where the people smell like earth. The earth they work with their hands.
We would like to thank the Handshake Deals for being with us this evening. Thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production each week, especially Ryan Zenka, Lori Campbell, Kate Heinenen, and Dave Kelleher. And very special thanks to Becky Alfrey for her work with our social media. We thank you all for listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and share this treasure with the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. Tickets for Red Barn Radio are now available on the web at eventbrite.com Lexington. Hey, once again, let's hear it for the Handshake Deals. Y'all do one more for us?
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Laura, Casey, and Corey for being with us tonight.
We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. More information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. Listen locally. Working in concert to encourage everyone to embrace any opportunity to listen locally and engage with each other in a variety of shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. You can learn more about Listen Locally on Facebook, Instagram, and at listenlocally.net. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. AccuPrint provides printed programs each week for our audience members. For all your printing needs, AccuPrint is on the web at accuprint.us. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of the Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music and artists of this Kentucky region. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.